720 WGN, John Landecker on the radio at 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, going until 10, and it can't go any further without doing weather on the ooze. And here comes the ooh man from WGN TV. He is the weather producer, Bill Snyder. Good evening to you, Bill.
Good evening, John. Happy Thursday. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, have you been enjoying this weather?
Yes. In one word answer, yes, yeah. I certainly have.
Wow.
I mean, past couple of days have just been incredible.
It really has. I mean, for the past week, really.
Really,
And I mean, we've just completely turned things around, haven't we? I mean, you know, we went through that stretch of cold weather back in January and even the first 8 days to start this month. And wow, we have totally flipped the script this month for sure, and gone from deficit to surplus, and significantly so at that.
You know, I have been wearing a coat that's appropriate for winter weather for weeks, and I heard that the temperature, I read that the temperature was like 50-something, and I went, come on.
Yeah.
And I walked out the door, and I'm like, well, not wearing that coat today.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it was fantastic.
Yep. We've hit, you know, some records here, John. I mean, it's really something. So, you know, what's interesting is we have done something the last 2 days. And, you know, when you're in the weather business, I mean, it's always kind of it's exciting to an extent when you're breaking records and you're talking about something that's all time records. That's not something you do every day. We really don't. And, the last couple of days have been extraordinary. So, First thing, did your car get all dirtied up yesterday morning?
I heard about that. It was in the garage.
So okay,
it didn't,
so you were
I
safe.
Didn't hear
yeah.
About that, though.
Yeah. Oh, I. You know what? Mine was outside, and boy, I'll tell you, it was. I woke up to quite a mess.
Yeah. What was it?
So interestingly, John, you know, it's funny how something that's going on in another part of the country can impact our weather here, and so what that was. Was dust from extensive blowing dust and wildfire smoke and ash from strong winds and extreme fire conditions that were ongoing out in the central and southern plains, if you can believe it. So the dust was drawn in northeastward from very strong southwesterly winds aloft. So we had winds at jet stream level blowing it in here and also winds at the surface. And that became embedded in the raindrops that fell here. We didn't get a lot of rain, but we got enough. You know, Tuesday evening into the overnight hours of yesterday morning. So many of us woke up into our car, looking at our cars and saying, what in the world happened? So, yeah, that's what happened. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, it as I said, what goes on in another part of the world can have an impact on our weather. And so, that's exactly what happened. And it sent everyone to the car wash.
You know, a couple of years ago, was it, with all the wildfire, forest fires in California and Canada.
Right.
They blew into Chicago, and we were, it was one day, I believe we qualified as the most polluted city
we
on
sure
Earth.
Did. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was right in the middle of the summer. And, that was very, very unhealthy air to breathe, especially for those, that have any type of, lung ailments. But even for the healthiest person, it wasn't, you know, a good thing to spend any, serious amount of time outside in those conditions. So, and then interestingly, John, you know, we got rid of that, and the rain moved out. We had this exceptionally surge of dry air that moved in, you know, courtesy of the plains. You know, the air, as it moves through the Rockies and into the plains, it downslopes, sinks, and dries. And so that's what happened here behind this cold frontal passage yesterday morning. So at 5 p.m. yesterday afternoon, we set a new record in Chicago for the lowest relative humidity in recorded history.
Wow.
Is that amazing or what? Yes. Our relative humidity dropped, John, to 11%. The previous record was 12% set on April 20th, 2019. We had a couple of other low relative humidity incidences, I believe back in the Dust Bowl era in April. To do that record is, you know, to break a record is one thing, but to break it in February at a time of the year where, you know, you would expect colder conditions and snow, not 60 plus degree temperatures with 11% humidity, but that's exactly what happened yesterday afternoon. At that point, John, our relative humidity was lower here than it was in Palm Springs, Phoenix, Death Valley, California, Las Vegas, and even Tijuana, Mexico. So how about that? The only location that I could find in the lower 48 that had a lower humidity than us at that point was in El Paso, Texas.
You know, I've never really heard anybody give statistics as to we've broken them all, an all-time record for the lowest humidity.
I know, isn't that amazing?
In history.
Right.
Yeah. And it's dry air.
It was really dry? Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. You don't think about that as much this time of the year. We think about that more during the warm season. But you know, it's important when you have such dry air, you know, such as what we had yesterday. And then, even back in some of our colder days, at the mid and late January, that you can get dehydrated fairly easily in that type of environment. Even, you know, it doesn't have to be 90 degrees and dry for you to become dehydrated. You can do that even in colder conditions when the air is this dry. So, you know, it's important to, you know, stay hydrated, and that's why folks out in the Southwest are so accustomed to that type of weather, and you know, they're used to staying hydrated when it's exceptionally dry for lengthy periods until they have their monsoon season, which brings in a little bit more moisture out there.
It never hurts to drink a lot of water.
No, it really doesn't. Right, exactly.
Right.
And so, as I was saying, not just one record, John, but how about this? The second record happened today. We had a 50-degree-plus temperature for the seventh consecutive day in a row. And you know what's interesting about that is never before have we had that many 50s this early in the year consecutively.
Why is that? What happened?
We flipped jet streams is what happened. And, you know, we've been stuck in this persistent, Pacific air. We've had mild oceanic air and, you know, we've tapped into some Gulf moisture on occasion here, which is, you know, kind of what we're doing tonight. But, we've severed ties with the Arctic, that persistent northwesterly jet stream that was, you know, bringing in these surges of cold air, and that was dominant for about a month. It took over in mid-January and continued into the first 8-9 days of this month. But we shifted jet streams and you know, and again, John, I talk about it, you know, consistently is to get that kind of mild temperatures this time of the year, you need two factors. You need either sunshine, and we've had a surplus of that. We started out rather cloudy, but, you know, Frank Wachowski archives that data for us, and we have a sunshine surplus going again this month, which we also did in January. And, you know, this is a time of the year where it can be cloudy on end and end for days, you know. So we're in the beneficiary of seeing more sun than normal, which is great. But so you need sunshine and you need winds blowing in from an area that's warmer than us. And we've done both of those, and we've melted all the snow. There's not a shred of snow close to us. So anytime you blow in an air mass, from a region with bare ground, you're going to warm up, and we've maximized their warming.
I have a snow story.
Yeah.
So there are, around my neighborhood, there are a number of what we'll call dog poop containers.
Okay.
That you're supposed to, you know.
Right.
Right. And they're elevated, you know, like on poles or whatever you want to
do. Oh, yeah. I have those too. Yeah.
So there's been so much snow.
Right.
And they're coming through here with the snow plows and.
Yeah.
The snow builds up and builds up and builds up around those.
Right.
That I can't get to them.
Oh, wow.
So I've been like dumping them on part of the porch.
Okay.
And then, man, it was like somebody threw a switch.
Yeah.
There goes the snow.
There goes the snow. Yeah.
Here comes Johnny with the dog dew.
That's right. Yeah.
Very convenient. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm sure your dog's enjoying the fact that he's free to roam now without any, you know, snow or ice to interfere with his walks. And
yeah.
I know mine is, that's for sure. So
you know it.
Yeah. No, this has been quite remarkable. I mean, I still think of it as false spring, because we've lived in Chicago long enough to know, John, that, you know, as nice as it's been, it's just too early for this to become a permanent fixture in our weather. We've still got a ways to go. We can still get snow and we can still get cold. It just doesn't last. You know, I mean, the odds against any significant cold are waning by the day, just because of the, you know, daylight we're picking up each day, and the sun is getting stronger with each passing day. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see that, hey, we had seven straight days of 50s, and you know, only four Februarys can hold that torch, John. There's only happened four other times. And in those years, the strings of 50s occurred later in the month. So it's never happened this early. And the all-time record is 8 days in a row, and it happened in February 1930 and February of 2000. So, but we won't tie that record tomorrow, right? Because tomorrow we've got some colder air coming in here. Unfortunately, this little mild weather party, which, you know, again, has lasted a week, is about to come to a screeching halt here.
I love that expression. A little mild weather party.
Mild weather party. Yeah. Our spring fling, or I should say, or, you know, some people would like to call it, springuary instead of February. Springuary. Yeah.
Yeah.
That works too, yeah.
So what do we got coming up immediately for our forecast?
Well, John, we're watching some showers and thunderstorms to our south. You know, they've had active weather downstate. There's actually been, you know, in an air that Miramax that's been far more energetic than up here, because we've got a lake wind and temperatures have dropped, so the air is more stable in this neck of the woods. But there have been reports of four tornadoes touched down in downstate Illinois, two of them in Crawford County and two in Effingham County. So they've had active weather down there, active weather across southern and central Indiana. But the expectation is that some of these showers and thunderstorms are going to start spreading north into our area. But they will be in a weaker phase. So we may get a clap of thunder, maybe a brief downpour, but you know, nothing on par with what they've seen down, you know, friends have seen downstate. And then we're going to start to see the temperatures drop. So our high temperature tomorrow will occur while most of us are sleeping. It'll be in the low to mid 40s, and that'll occur probably around 2 or 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And then by daybreak, it'll already have dropped into the mid 30s, and we're going to kind of hold there tomorrow in the low to mid 30s. So that's quite a change from what we've seen the past week. So, you know, you're going to have to go back into the closet and grab the winter wardrobe. And I should know too, as we transition to this colder weather, there's going to be some snow showers around from time to time, mostly tomorrow morning, and not expecting, you know, could it dust the ground in spots? It's possible, you know, in areas out to the west. But most of us, the ground is just too warm in wake of the weather that we've had the past week. So I don't expect really anything, you know, to accumulate here. But don't be surprised if you look up and see some snow showers flying around. And we do have a wind advisory. The National Weather Service, my colleagues there, have put up a wind advisory. It goes into effect tomorrow morning, and it goes through tomorrow afternoon about 4 o'clock. So amid these snow showers and falling temperatures tomorrow, we're going to have winds gusting 40 to 45 miles an hour. Don't be surprised, you know, if you see that, you know, the windows rattling and you know, low high profile vehicles have a little bit of a hard time on those north-south roads, because the winds will be coming in from the west, and you know, so that you'll be dealing with that. But then the skies clear out tomorrow night and it gets cold. So, you know, instead of these lows recently we've had in the 40s to near 50, we're going to have lows drop tomorrow night down into the 20s in much of the area to near 30 in the city. And then as we start the weekend, partly to mostly cloudy skies on Saturday, we'll have a temperature around 40 degrees. So that's right about where we should be this time of the year, normal highs in the upper 30s. And then we're going to watch an East Coast storm develop. It looks like there's going to be a significant storm. Could impact some of the major cities, or it'll be just offshore. But what's interesting about that, John, is that system will have an impact on our weather, because there's going to be a high pressure to the west of us and a low pressure out east. So in conjunction with the two systems, we're going to have a pretty strong northerly flow in here. So there may be a few snow showers coming in off the lake. And temperatures much colder on Sunday in the low 30s. So, you know, we had 60 a week ago on Sunday. We'll have low 30s instead this time around. But then we start to warm up again as we move into next week. So we'll have temperatures into the upper 30s, mid to upper 30s on Monday. And then we go into the low 40s Tuesday and low 50s on Wednesday. So overall, still not a bad pattern. It's just not going to be quite as mild as the weather we've had recently.
Well, thank you so much for bringing all the weather news that we need, Bill, and I'll talk to you again next week.
John, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too.